Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello everybody, welcome back to One for the Weekend, the best podcast you've never heard of. Flav's back!
What's that?
Flav's back.
Sorry?
Flav is back.
Champions League finalist, Flav. Sorry?
It doesn't bother me.
What?
Not Champions League. Big Dog's back.
I didn't go anywhere.
Well,
no. What do you think of Sam's performance last week?
I thought he was alright.
He made me laugh.
That's good.
Cool.
Welcome back to the best podcast you've never heard of. Lots of updates on all the bits from last week. Also, we can talk
I thought you said congratulations.
Well, I'm going to get to that, mate. Right. Don't worry about that. We can talk about Spurs-Liverpool final briefly. Or as Peter Breen says, the John Scales Champions League final. Mm. Little blast from the past there. A few calm takes, but really, it's about the weird end of season awards that you only get, or alternative, we can use that word as well, awards that you'll only get on the One for the Weekend podcast and some Flames Advice.
Is this the ones that people sent in? Like, they sent in suggestions?
Sent in some last week. I then put it on Twitter and I've got some nominees all good to go. Great organisation by Jimbo once again. A couple of reasons to listen. First of all, Jack Bassett. And I'll tell you what, the ratings on iTunes gone down a bit. So
what do you mean the ratings?
That. Well, like people aren't are not reviewing, doing 5 stars. People aren't reviewing.
But when they do, are they giving 5 stars?
Yeah. But yeah, but we need more people to go over there, please.
How many have we got?
I don't know. But no, what? Like they're running out. They're dying.
You don't even know. You're asking, they're going down. You're saying you don't know how much.
There haven't been many new ones. That's my point. Jack Bassett says, best podcast. Always my favourite podcast to listen to. Molesley 15 says, best football pod. Best football pod by a mile.
Really a football pod, is it?
Well, it is. It is a football pod.
Okay.
Flav's a bit upset because he's got indigestion.
I'm not upset. I'm so jaded. I can't tell you how tiring this week's been.
God, yeah. Sponsored this week again, Flav.
I'm so rich.
You are so rich now because thanks to those guys at 888, they're up to their old tricks again.
What are they doing?
This time, expressions with an unpopular opinion.
What was it?
Well, so basically he's saying, you might like this one actually. So you can watch the whole video. There's a link in the description to expressions talking about Mesut Ozil and saying that he's the worst pound-for-pound player in the Premier League.
Mesut Ozil is the worst player in the Premier League pound-for-pound. Because let's be serious, he's on a 350k contract or something. Bruv, he's bankrupt in Arsenal. You know them way there. Where has he been? He's been at home playing Fortnite. You know them way there. The man threw his jacket when he got subbed off against Everton like it was a control pad. It's embarrassing. Like, realistically, he never turns up for you. When you need him the most, it's Mesut Ozil. You know what I mean? He's in a fridge on a milk carton, missing.
He's doing his usual verbal gymnastics. So go over there and say One for the Weekend sent you and give your opinion. Do you agree or do you disagree with the idea, the notion, that Mesut Ozil is the worst player in the Premier League, pound for pound?
Well, it's between him and Alexis Sanchez. Alexis Sanchez is the worst.
Turn it off, it's free.
Yeah, I'm really cold now, Tavir. For God's sake. Unbelievable, isn't he? I can see the argument. I can understand why he said it as a Spurs fan. Alexis Sanchez is not going to interest in Mesut Ozil. Will. Mesut Ozil, for the amount of money being paid to him, 350 grand a week. It's insane money. That's insane money. And he should be delivering. But you know what? Fair play to Emery. Fair play to Emery for not just sticking him in.
Like
just,
out!
Yeah,
it? It's not, sit down.
Doesn't matter.
Respect to the rest of the team.
And, you know, fair fucks to him because it's a difficult thing for a manager to leave out a star player, especially when it's on an obscene amount of money. But there is a shout for him being the worst pound for pound. but he's still.
It's got to be Sanchez for me.
It is Sanchez. It has to be Sanchez. What's happened to him?
I think people being a little unfair on him.
Sanchez.
Yeah, can't take.
All right.
Let's can't take on the pod here. Alexis Sanchez is a good player.
Well, he was. You're only good as your form, aren't you?
He's been injured. He's been injured. Hasn't played that much, and he's been playing in a team that is not very good. Am I right or am I right?
I cannot believe what you're saying.
Hang on a minute. You're saying the reason Sanchez isn't performing because he's playing in a bad team.
Well, he's been injured. That's why he's missed a lot of games. Correct.
And he's also been so shit that week.
He was also shit for the last season at Arsenal.
Shit.
The last one, he was poor.
He wasn't as good, but the season before that, he was. And all those seasons before that, he was ridiculous.
But his motivation was there, wasn't it? He needed to play at a certain level in order to get to attract other clubs or get a new contract at Arsenal. Now that
he's no worse than the bulk of that team. The only difference is he's not been playing as much.
His attitude.
And he gets paid a lot
more.
It's
his attitude.
But it annoys me a little bit that because you get paid, that the amount you get paid should equate to the amount that you try. Like, isn't there a baseline for
everything?
Well,
if we're paying you like £400,000.
Yeah, fucking run.
What, so you've got to go like that all the time?
I expect you to be doing a lot on the pitch.
And I expect you to be doing press-ups on the halfway line.
Yeah, exactly. But that's
literally doing handstands with the ball.
But you know when people go, he gets paid,
It's not about running.
I hate that.
It's about attitude.
But
and motivation.
Not even about
and he's
attitude.
Not motivated.
But
he's
you're looking
motivated.
For more.
He's
more,
too good to be playing.
We are paying extra for someone who is meant to be scoring so many goals, but he's not delivering anything.
Okay, fine. It's okay to be annoyed at end product, but the whole idea, and it's not just Alexis Sanchez, it's the kind of like blanket idea that like your highest paid player has to showcase some kind of extra level of dedication, when really everyone should be totally dedicated all the time, regardless of how much money they get.
Yeah, they should, but that's not the way things work. But,
everyone should be dedicated.
Why are you getting them here, guys? But all I'm saying...
You're talking nonsense again, Jim.
We're paying a player who's meant to be way, way better than the rest a lot more because of that.
Were you really expecting him to be way better than the rest?
I expect him to be way better than he is. He's too good to be playing this poorly.
Better.
He's too good to be playing this poorly. He's been paid...
He's not been playing.
The reason he's not been playing is because he is shit. He comes on and he does absolutely
nothing. And that's the thing, he's
nothing.
Not shit. He's more than capable of playing in pretty much any team. He played for Barcelona.
Are we arguing?
He played for Arsenal.
He literally carried a shit Arsenal team by himself at points.
So it's motivation. So his attitude isn't right. His attitude ain't right. His attitude is not right because it was his form would be better.
Still think he could turn it around. Because the talent's there.
Turn it around where?
He'd need an incredible manager. He'd need an incredible manager at the wheel.
Not many.
And
he hasn't got one.
He must look at Solskjaer and go, I don't even know who you are.
A little tease for one of the awards coming up very soon. One of the awards is Didn't Age Well of the Year. Wonder what's going to be a nominee on that one. Let's bring it back to something that's a bit nicer. And again, Big Dog is back. People are loving the Big Dog stuff.
Still
enjoying it. Did you know this? Last week we had Vinny Brady. We showcased some of his music because he's got a new EP called Just Check.
I saw it. It was nice. I
played that at the end. And it's inspired Tanvir. Tanvir's telling me in the office that he's working on his debut album.
Is he?
Big Dog. Big Dog in Every Day. And he was saying that he was a bit upset because we played some of Vinny's demos.
But we haven't played
his. So Tanvir's working on his album at the moment. Right. What sort of music can we expect?
It's got to be R&B/hip-hop, isn't it?
Just straight drill.
I was saying the album cover has to be just him with like lots of women in sort of gold bikinis and then him just holding a dog.
Whoa. No, and not looking at the camera.
No.
Of course.
I respect women. So women, it's not.
You don't respect women.
I respect women.
You haven't respected them in the past.
To the utmost degree.
What about this for an album cover? I would say, well, one, get your album titles and song titles that Big Dog can work on over the next few weeks, and then we can see how it's going. I was thinking, Big Dog, feeding the dog.
Feeding the dog.
Featuring Snoop Dogg.
And then his first single is called Dog House.
Yeah. In and out of the dog house.
In out of the dog house.
Life in the kennel.
Getting them oats. Because of his love of porridge, of course. What have you been... What are you slaying this week, Tanvir? I'm not slaying. You slaying anything this week?
Mate, you got up your game.
I'm not slaying
anything. When was the last time you had sex?
You mic'd up for a reason, Tanvir.
What? Few weeks ago.
Any bits. Mate, what are you
slaying? I talked to a girl about not talking to her again, rather than just ignoring her, if that's something.
That's good. That's right. Progress. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Should we save this to the end of the pod?
Or? Could do. Sure. We'll come back. We'll revisit that.
That is good, though. That's progress, mate, instead of just fucking ghosting them. Yeah, okay. They hate being ghosted.
Gave him the fizzler.
Calm takes.
So I'm not interested in you. You're boring me. That's better than
ghosting. If I block them, they just don't exist.
That's true. That's like your Twitter account to me now.
Oh, yeah. So, breaking news, guys. Flav has had to block.
I've muted him.
Muted. Oof.
Just constant nonsense. That's his problem. Just too much nonsense coming out.
Flav revealed to Tanvir just before the podcast, hit him like a ton of bricks. Didn't it? That's the problem with the mute.
What? I tell people, like Rory Jennings knows that he's muted as well.
Yeah,
you've got to be honest.
You are as well.
You are muted as well.
Am I?
Yeah.
Fine. Not self-promotion. I get it. Context. Yeah. Spurs versus Liverpool in the final of the Champions League, Flavla.
Was it ever in doubt?
Chris says, I just don't think there's any chance Tottenham beat this Liverpool team.
Why don't you just fuck off, mate? Like, just go on, just fuck right off. Away from this channel, away from this podcast, just fuck off. Go on, fuck off. What's his name?
Chris.
Chris. So that's not even your real name, you prick. Sorry. Is that too much?
Yeah.
look, I get where he's coming from. I can't stand where he's coming from.
Thoughts on it? You know,
they've got all the experience, haven't they?
Yeah.
They've got all the experience.
Yeah.
But then so did Man City. And what happened? Mm. A big old Tottenham dip slapped on their faces. That's what happened. And then, you know, who thought, guys, they tore us apart. First 20 minutes of the game. Wow, like, best thing we've ever seen. They killed us. What happened? Big Dog Sissoko comes on the pitch. Not proper Big Dog.
Of course.
Big Dog.
D.O.G.
Yeah, D.O.G. Big Dog Sissoko comes on the pitch, changes the tie.
Yes.
Changes it. It was going this way. Yeah. Sissoko came in and was like, that way.
Yeah. Sissoko stepped on the pitch, went, everyone, stop what you're doing. This way. Off he went. Incredible.
Yeah. They, you know, and we did them. We did them. The greatest comeback in Champions League history. Better than Istanbul, and better than whatever the fuck.
Barcelona again.
Shittest Barcelona team on earth.
Oh, good question, that one.
You beat the shittest Barcelona team that's ever existed.
It was the best comeback until
the Liverpool comeback.
Before.
The Liverpool comeback to Barcelona is better than Ajax.
Why are you doing this? I've got a question for you. I've got a warning for you. Right, this is a warning.
Wowza.
Right, if...
You stop doing it.
Sorry. I will find out if you're celebrating Liverpool goal against Spurs in the Champions League final. Mm. And it will upset me greatly.
Yeah. Well, I can announce now, people will be very excited, I will be on the kickoff for the Champions League final, unless they change their mind. and so I will be watching, and there will be a team that I will be rooting for. Not supporting, rooting
but
for.
But you've told me that you'd be rooting for Spurs.
He'll be holding Loz's hand.
If you celebrate, even if it's a last minute screamer from Liverpool, I'm never doing this podcast again. There's your warning.
Well, should I announce who I'm rooting for? Would you like to know?
Yes.
I've thought about this long and hard.
Why would you need to warn?
Well, actually, my decision is not based around our friendship.
Oh, great.
I will be rooting for Spurs in the Champions League final.
Why?
Because they're the underdog in this one. The scarcity of it. I think scarcity is a big thing. Will you get another opportunity in Champions League final? I can't see Spurs getting back there again for a little while at least.
I think that you're... there's big misconceptions around Tottenham. Of what we were and what we are. Things done changed.
Yeah. Well, did you see Hugh Izzy's recent content? He's banging out the videos at the moment.
No, I didn't.
Oh, mate, you must watch it.
Why?
Oh, it's a joy for you.
Is it?
Yeah, he's a breakdown. It's a full on.
Oh, about now. I'll watch it now.
We've got to do a podcast, haven't we?
You do the pod and I'll watch it.
Well, no, because I need you, don't I? Because you bring this thing in.
Is he talking about Spurs not getting there?
He's like, this is it, this is the end, this is the end. And do you know what I love the way he talks? He's got a great voice.
Yeah, he does.
But when he makes a point.
Like caramel.
Yeah? Yeah? And then he goes, and if they win this somehow, yeah? Just checking that you're still like, yeah, do you understand what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The thing is, if that fraud, yeah? A bit like Gordon Ramsay.
What, he calls who a fraud?
No, he didn't. I'm just making that bit up.
But I mean, look, I've hung on to this point from him that he made, and I haven't forgotten it, is that if we do beat them, if we beat Liverpool, and it's a big challenge, obviously, they've got all the experience of not winning finals like us. So one of us has got to, you know,
someone's O has got to go.
One of us is going to bottle it.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll see. But...
are you going to go hard until the Champions League final because you're underdogs and you expect to
hard
lose?
In what respect?
As in, like,
big up Spurs?
Yeah. Got it, really.
I don't need to. Where am I going to go big? Where?
I don't know, just generally.
Nah. Look, it's 90 minutes of football. It's...
cliché, ding!
Yeah. The game can go either way.
Oh, yeah. There'll be two halves.
Yeah, the best team will win. Mm. And, seriously, look, it's an uphill task for Tottenham, but so was getting past Man City. So was... Look, I think... Look,
do you know what I love?
The footballing gods love a storyline, right?
It's
we had
to,
one point... From eight games. Mm. One point from eight games. We were out, we're dead and buried. People were laughing at us. People were shit. From three games. Sorry, my bad. One point from three games, and we got through with 8 points is what I was getting at. And people were sharing the poster that the Spurs put in the underground. White Hart Lane, the only place to watch Champions League football in London. And people were sharing it because they thought we were done and dusted, didn't they? Probably you shared it.
Jim was the one who brought it up on this podcast and shared it.
Yeah, he did.
Well, yeah, it's a great talking point.
Yeah, and we were talking about it, do you remember? Yeah. Because you were convinced, like the rest of the world, that Spurs were done and dusted.
I mean, I wasn't convinced.
Not this time, Jim.
I see what I can tell, Flav. Your frequency, it's normally probably around here. Mm. It's like a 3.
Yeah.
Strong 7. Well, there's a buzz about you.
Because
that's great.
Well, why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't I be?
This. Mate, I'm not having a go. You fucking come
on. No, I'm not. I'm just energy. I'm just energized.
Sorry, I'm calibrating to your frequency. Right, it's new. It's different. Normally, like you go.
He's glowing.
It's now you're like.
So the first couple of days after that result.
I feel like you need a wank. It's that kind of like. You're just a bit.
Well, I've been traveling for 6 days. I spent 6 days in Amsterdam, which is a long time to spend in Amsterdam.
Any
Amsterdam, so you've been masturbating a lot then?
No, my missus was there for a couple of days.
Bit of sex? Cool.
A little bit. So I was speaking to my mate the day after, and he goes, do you remember what you were doing when that girl went in? I was like, I cannot remember. I can't, there's like 5 minutes of my life, I can't recall properly. And he said that you were just standing. Did I've told you this already? That I was standing, everyone was going mental around me, and I was standing with my arms in the air, like this, staring at the screen and not moving. just standing there.
Just shocked.
Complete disbelief. And he was like, Flav. And I turned to him and I was like, and he was like, yeah. Like, and he said I just wasn't doing anything.
Yeah, yeah. Just beyond shocked.
Yeah. It was brilliant. It was really, really good.
Lovely. And I tell you what's great as well, the old Super Cup's on, you against Arsenal. That could be amazing.
No one gives a shit about that, though.
Do you want to know, but now if...
Where is it?
I don't know, do I? No one cares about it. Here's another calm take. Chelsea, they're in the Europa League final. Ethan Shrapnel. Shrapnel? I love listening to One for the Weekend until you guys start talking about Chelsea. Not everything is as doom and gloom as you make it out to be. FIFA were never going to overturn their own ban. It was just whether or not they would give Chelsea enough time to take a case to the court of arbitration, which will more likely work in Chelsea's favour. And please don't act surprised when we get to sign players in at least the summer transfer window. We've also seen a breakthrough with the loan system in Loftus-Cheek, and we're finally doing well to get these players good loan moves, i.e. Reece James, Tomori, Zouma, Mason Mount, Jada Silva and Tammy Abraham. Have all made huge strides at their loan clubs, and I can almost guarantee two or three of those players will be made into squad players for next season with Cahill's, blah, 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 other people leaving. Chelsea wouldn't be able to sell Hazard in January because that doesn't matter. But he's saying just the future's bright, the future's Chelsea.
Sorry, what did he say about Hazard at the end?
Well, he was saying, so we were talking about on the pod last week that Hazard, you either sell him in the summer or you let him go for free because you can't really sell him in January. This guy's saying you can't sell him in January because he'll sign a pre-contract elsewhere, like Ramsey has this year.
Yeah, or someone will pay money for him, like they did Alexis Sanchez. But
he says one last thing: he'll still be making cup finals year after year. Which is a fair point.
Well,
I don't know what did you say last week?
I think we were just saying that it's a. I think it's a weird time for Chelsea because if they can't sign any players, then they're going to have a totally different outlook and plan for next season because all of these loan players they're going to have to use. All of these youth players they're going to have to use instead of going and getting what's his name, Kovacic or just going and buying players like they've done for the last 20 years. Yeah. So it's going to be a new way of playing for them and one that won't really fit with a football fan base that wants things quickly and as soon as you don't get them, even with a manager like Sarri who's had a hell of a lot of criticism when they've finished third and got to two cup finals.
Yeah, what like they should be like doing backflips.
Like this guy, Ethan, you seem pretty calm and that's great. And I also think I think there could be something really great for Chelsea because what they could do is they go, look, next season the understanding is we might not get Champions League, okay? But we're gonna play all these young players and so by the start of in the transfer window next season when we can spend money again, we're going to have 6-7 players who we weren't sure if they were good enough or not. And now they've had a whole season of experience and they are, like, four of them are clearly good enough. And then all of a sudden you've got a squad that's more exciting.
Four of them are Champions League level players?
Yeah.
Who? Lots of cheap.
So I think Tammy Abraham has a high ceiling because he's so tall.
He's had a season in the Championship. Done all right.
No, he's had two seasons in the Championship, and both of them did well. And he was at Swansea, who were terrible, so he didn't get any chance.
What top six, top seven side would buy Tammy Abrahams?
None of them. Well, he's going to go back to Chelsea, and I think he would play games. And I think in a better team, he'll score goals.
He won't play games.
I bet he does. Maybe not. He will play. He'll play a lot of games for England. He'll play a lot of games for England.
When?
In the next 6-7 years.
In front of Harry Kane. How is he going to
He'll be in that. He'll be a regular in the England squad.
That's a massive backtrack.
When that comes, then you end up playing. He'll play 30 games for England.
Really?
He will play 30 games for England, I believe.
All right. Maybe you're right. I have liked
Jada Silva, the left back at Bristol City from Chelsea. He's class.
Like I'm not saying that they're not class, and certain clubs would be able to make a massive. You know, Spurs have. You know, three of our starting 11 are essentially Championship players. Were.
Yeah.
Dele Alli, Trippier, and...
Did Harry Kane ever go on loan anywhere? Did Harry Kane ever go on loan anywhere?
No, I think he's
just so good, wasn't he? They just throw him in, didn't they?
13 loan moves.
Right.
And three of them were successful. The rest, they hated him. They hated him.
So,
I appreciate that, but not everyone's Harry Kane. Tammy Abraham is not Harry Kane. He's never going to be Harry Kane. 99% of forwards that ever played a game are never going to be Harry Kane.
Okay, but would you have, if we were having the same conversation 3 years ago,
binned him.
And I was, yeah, exactly.
Binned him out.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Right. Okay. Well, yeah, I think it can be something exciting for Chelsea.
Just for the record, I'd take Tammy Abraham for Spurs.
Would you?
Yeah. I just think because we've got Pochettino and he loves that shit. He loves it. Whereas Sarri's like won't play Kante in his right position because he's obsessed with Jorginho.
Francis Laviria.
He'll be gone shortly.
Sorry. Do you think?
Yeah, I don't think he should because he's delivered.
Do you think he should walk?
But
win the Europa League and walk.
He's better than Chelsea, isn't he now?
Yeah,
he's better than Chelsea.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. They don't deserve him.
And Frank
he's finished third in the league, right? In their worst season ever. They all hate him.
More points than last season.
More points than last season. And the final of Europa League. Like, Chelsea don't deserve him. They don't deserve a manager who can deliver that way.
It is hilarious.
Like, go on. Who are you going to get next? Angelotti back.
Do you know, the counter-argument might be that they're so reliant on Eden Hazard that you know you lose him and then because the rest of it's been so boring, I guess slow paced that they're
the whole team has to change.
Yeah, he's reliant. Someone as good as him, you can't help but be carried. Spurs were carried for 3 years by Gareth Bale and carried in the most extreme. As soon as he got it, all fell to shit. He was so good. That rumour.
What rumour?
Big dog, Gareth. Not him. Yeah. Not Stoker. Yeah. Big dog, Gareth Bale.
Oh, big D-O-G-G.
Come back to Spurs.
Really?
Yeah. Don't want him.
On das cheap.
Do we need him? £10 million loan fee for a year.
Yeah, you wouldn't be paying his wages.
Oh, yeah, do it. Do it.
Just to have him back.
It just stinks of Alexis Sanchez at your club.
How much money is Spurs going to spend this summer? Do you think they spend a lot?
I think we'll spend, well, what's a lot? 100 million, maybe?
Right.
Sessegnon looks like it's going to be done, 25 mil.
Should he be linked with Andre Gomez?
Yeah.
Everton.
Like him, 30 mil apparently.
Beautiful man as well.
Beautiful man. Mm. Lovely technician on the pitch.
Yeah, lovely little player.
Lovely little player. We need midfielders. We need a... Jim.
Go on.
I say we need a backup striker. But do we? Because that man, also good looking, is Fernando Llorente. And, you know...
Piercing eyes.
The brunt of a lot of jokes and criticism at Tottenham. Again, perhaps Spurs fans don't deserve him. Don't deserve the man who we wouldn't have got to the Champions League final without.
Massive.
Seriously. We wouldn't have got there.
Great option. He is a great option. You want... I just
couldn't handle him.
You don't want him to be the only option.
No.
But he is a great option to have. All right. It's that time. Oh. End of season alternative awards.
Who's going to win the Champions League final, Jim?
I think Liverpool win it. I want you to win it. I really do.
I think they'll win it.
Right, here we go.
First, can I just make a comment?
Yes.
Song, stop singing our song. It's our song. Please don't sing it anymore. Just Liverpool fans are fucking pathetic, losing their shit over a song.
Oh, you took our song. Please don't sing our song anymore. Wasn't it Newcastle's song?
I don't know.
Isn't it some other club song? Like Rangers or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
The thing is, though, songs get taken. We know this by now.
Oh, the other one. I'm getting tweeted by Liverpool fans. Saying, Man City is so embarrassing. This is who you wanted to win the league. No, I didn't want Man City to win the league.
I just didn't want you to win the league. Yeah, yeah.
They think that I'm like proper behind Man City. I can give a flying fuck about Man City. I'm just happy that they stopped you from winning the league. That's it. So no more tweets about, look at Man City, look how embarrassing they're, what is it? The kind of, when they're lifting the trophy in front of their fans, like parading the trophy. Look how embarrassing it is. Is that who you wanted to win the league? No, I didn't. I wanted Tottenham to win the league. But they stopped you. They are embarrassing. They're a joke of a football club.
But as soon as the trophy's won, you can't say anything. It's done.
Done.
You can't go, oh, you're... Like, people taking a piss out of, like, Barnsley's, like, promotion parade, right? And, okay, there weren't many people.
That was pretty bad. Just don't have one. Just don't have one.
But any other team in that league cannot say anything. It's done. They're going into the better division. They've achieved something this season with their lives. Mm. What have you done?
That's the reason people...
Liverpool have achieved a lot, but as soon as Man City win that trophy...
You don't get a trophy for getting a lot of points. Get a trophy for having the most points.
Do you know what? Actually, I haven't done it, so I'll do it now, actually, because I think that could be one. Quote of the week. Last week, if you haven't watched the podcast, go, because there's gems like this. Simeon Batchelor, his quote of the week was, "The problem is I didn't use protection and now I think I have an STD." He said, "This is why I have to listen to this with headphones on when in public, only on the One for the Weekend podcast." And Matthias said, hashtag quote of the week, "Would you rather have a leaky, throbbing wang that's about to fall off or lose your Xbox?"
I just want to make a point on that. That was alarming.
We have an update at the end of the podcast, so stick around for that. Update on the possible live show, aim for the 10th of June. What,
Jim, how many episodes have we got to promote this? You can't say on the last or penultimate episode there might be a live show. We're doing it 10th of June.
10th of June.
Clear calendar.
When you say you're doing it, you've got to run all that. You've got to run all that.
Hopefully. Right, here we go. Awards.
Jim, seriously, we've got to make a mind up about it.
I'm trying to do 10th of June. I'll see if I can book the venue for the 10th of June. Okay. There's a lot of moving parts. It's not that easy. And just build it and expect them to come.
Right, it's quite easy, right? What you do is you go there and say, we're taking this over 10th of June. You said 60 people, we're bringing 60 people. Right? Then you write the running order.
Yeah, I will.
Then we turn up and we do it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really easy.
Should be fine.
I'll clear my schedule.
And that will be the day after England win the Nations League. So it will be a great celebration. Right, can we do these awards now? Biggest shithouse of the year. Okay. It's a judge's vote. It's not a people's vote.
Give me examples.
So here we go. The nominees are, thank you for everyone for your nominations. I can't read out all your names. I would be here all night or day. Number one, Sergio Ramos for his second booking against Ajax. Number two, Wolves fans celebrating Brighton scoring goals at Anfield when they weren't. Three, Chris Sutton.
That is great. Yeah.
Four, Tottenham achieving fourth place with 13 losses in the Premier League.
Oh, yeah, that's terrible.
And for getting to a Champions League final after coming second in their group only on goals scored, then winning the quarters and semis on away goals. That is some good shithousing. And Kepa refusing to go off for Chelsea in the Carabao Cup final and then losing the penalty shootout anyway.
A lot of good stuff there. Who came up with them? Just the people?
The people on Twitter, thank you.
Look at these guys, man.
Great.
Smashing
them to bits.
Honestly, you lot would be better at this than me.
Right, well, then I'll answer.
Just sitting here.
Well, I mean, that's not going to be good for the podcast, is it? What is? Have you seen the group chats? There's two One for the Weekend group chats.
I haven't had a look for a while.
Did you hear what group chat two is digging out group chat one?
Is there beef between the group chats?
Yeah.
So this is
they don't, obviously they don't know because they're just talking about each other.
This is the DMs on Twitter. So if you want to get involved in that, then how do they do it?
I don't know.
All right, well, forget it then.
Yeah.
You can't.
So who are you picking there? Ramos, Wolves fans, Chris Sutton, Tottenham, or Kepa?
I would say probably the
one shit house. This is shit housing.
Yeah,
the shit house.
The one that stands out for me is Ramos getting an intentional yellow card because he just thought that they would steamroll Ajax.
Yeah,
trying to make his little documentary.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what he was doing?
Well, so he was suspended for the second leg, and the documentary cameras were there watching him in the stands as they lost. Amazing.
That is amazing.
So Kepa, that's more muggy for me. Tottenham.
Do you hear what he said? Kepa said, if it happens again, I'll definitely come off.
next time.
Next time, I'll definitely come off. Yeah.
Chris Sutton is generally a shithouse.
Chris Sutton?
Yeah.
He's fine.
Okay.
Just cast an opinion.
Oh, he's so trash.
Yeah, but why are you getting wound up by him? He's literally talking about football. It's not like...
I was going to say, but...
Go on.
It's not enough for me to pick him.
He shouldn't even be in there.
Okay.
It's just because you don't like his opinion that he should be in. Did you put him in there?
No.
Who put him in there?
I don't know.
Well, Jim Rowe.
Whoever it was, just fuck off.
Look at that frequency.
Sorry.
Ramos is the winner. I agree.
Too much.
Second booking, thinking he's clever. That's why you'll never be considered a great Ramos. Crap like that. Number two.
Well, he is a great.
Yeah, he's
one of the best defenders to ever do it.
Not in my eyes.
Bit of an arsehole, but.
More than a bit of an arsehole.
I'd take him at Tottenham. You take him at QPR.
Yeah. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying he'll never be considered.
Do you think that he intentionally meant to injure Salah?
No.
Nor do I.
No. Because we've all done that where, like, oh, he's getting away and you just, like, grab onto something. That's what that was, in my opinion. And Liverpool fans, even if you think that he did, don't tweet about it anymore because you just look bad, okay?
Well, I would say, by and large, Liverpool fans shouldn't just tweet.
I wouldn't go that far.
It's just that they keep making themselves look stupid.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
By going on Twitter and tweeting stuff.
Well, not all of them. You know, you're generalising there.
Stop Spurs fans stealing do it as well. Our chance. This is our chance.
You're not allowed to have it.
Ole, ole, ole. Wanyama in the middle. Lorente in attack.
Done.
I just love it because it just, you know.
Yeah. Award number two. Most solid signing of the season. Brackets, no technically gifted players allowed.
Yes, good, I like this.
Nominees, we've got five here. One, not sure it should be a nominee actually. João Moutinho has been solid in a good Wolves midfield.
Yep.
Rondon has had a hand in almost 50 of Newcastle's goals.
50?
50%.
Right. Jesus Christ. So he should be playing, he could be playing for anybody.
Johnny Evans at Leicester.
So these are good signings that you don't notice.
At Wolves, and Fabianski at West Ham.
Yeah, great shout. This is really good. This is so much better than best player of the season. Yeah, much better.
I
know. Can I go early and say Fabianski?
I would join you in the Fabianski vote. I think Moutinho, too technically gifted.
Yeah, he's too good.
Johnny Evans didn't actually play a lot at the start of the season.
I literally didn't even know he was playing in the Premier League. I thought he was at West Brom.
Bolly is good.
Who?
And he's signed him on a technicality because he was on loan initially.
Bolly?
Bolly. Willy Bolly. Wolves centre back.
Oh, good, he?
Yeah.
Delaney.
Actually, maybe he is a front runner because you're not aware of who he is.
Delaney.
Delaney?
Yeah, good, isn't he?
You mean Doherty, do you?
Doherty.
Right back.
Good player. Spurs linked.
How did you get that? That was impressive.
I know him well. Because he likes Wolves, but he doesn't know his names. Do you want me to
Neves. Get it?
And Rondon, probably second for me. But I'm going Fabianski. Tanvir?
Fabianski.
Flappyhanski.
Flappyhanski, no more.
No, very, very good goalkeeper. Excellent.
Worst pundit of the year. The nominees. Nine nominees for this bad boy.
Nine?
Yes.
Alex Scott.
Oh.
I'm joking. I'm only mucking.
No.
She's all right.
Number one. So here are your nominees for worst pundit of the year that you've put forward. Paul Ince. Gordon Strachan.
Yep.
Steve McManaman.
Yep.
Graeme Souness.
Yep.
Jermaine Genus.
Yep.
Chris Sutton.
Yep.
I put him in. Mark Lawrenson. I put him in. Robbie Savage. And Tim Sherwood. Leaps up at you there?
One more time.
Paul Ince, Gordon Strachan, Steve McManaman, Graeme Souness, Jermaine Genus, Chris Sutton, Mark Lawrenson.
Mark Lawrenson leaps up. Like, just time to get him off our screen. He's just passed his sell by date, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's like, sits there like a bottle of off milk.
People know if they've been listening to the podcast long enough that no one infuriates me in football as much as Mark Lawrenson.
Oh, yeah. He's just. And McManaman, what was it? He was talking about Messi's free kick. And he says, it's not what you want to see, is it?
What?
30-yard free kick's not what you want to see when he scored the goal. Like, what he was saying was, it's not what Liverpool want to see. It shouldn't be a goal that conceded. It's not a goal you want to see.
Here's a, I don't know if it's a conversation, it's just an observation. Surely people understand that a co-commentator who will have an allegiance, a gentle allegiance to a club. That's probably why they're the co-commentator for that game, i.e. Steve McManaman, Jamie Carragher, Jermaine Genus. And therefore, there will be a slight bias in what they're saying.
Yeah, they've been...
That was a calm take, wasn't it?
Yeah, of course. Yep. They've been used because they've got energy and they've got passion, they've got dog in the fight. That's why they're a co-commentator.
Yeah.
So they're not like Michael Owen. Because the vast majority of people watching aren't fans of that club.
Do you know what?
So it's irritating. When I listen to McManaman and Carragher especially, when I listen to him talk about who is actually an Everton fan, I found out.
Yeah, he was initially.
Not initially, he still is.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Gerrard. Proper Blues, both of them.
Really?
Toffees, yeah.
No.
What do you mean no?
They support both then, I guess. No.
They can't support, you can't support both teams in one city.
Well, they do though, don't
they? Don't, they played for them, they like Liverpool, but they love Everton.
Got their Everton socks on.
They got
Everton. Thing is, if you want to go back to, if you don't want that.
Gerrard used to wear Everton shorts under his Liverpool shorts.
In games?
Yep.
These are lies, man. These have to be lies. But do you know, if you go back to like someone who's totally neutral, Ron Atkinson. Is that what we want? I'm not sure.
Even that one, Michael Owen. You're like,
there's one that stands out for me here as he's been consistently, not poor, but he's been such a talking point. Graeme Souness.
Yeah.
For it to become that much of a kind of a meme and a joke, and so much so that even the pundits themselves, and maybe worst is unfair, because I actually quite like Graeme Souness, but
just showing his age, and he's of a certain time, and some of that comes through when he's talking about modern players, and it comes across as like he's a bit of a bigot. But
subconscious, I believe.
Yeah, subconscious bigot. I do agree with some of the stuff he's saying. I think he is a good pundit. I like the fact the two pundits I like listening to most are Souness and Roy Keane, because they just like do not give a shit.
Yeah,
and I like that.
But they don't give a shit. They're sort of in the Chris Sutton or Robbie Savage mold. But they were epic players, so they give these hot takes.
Yeah.
That people don't totally agree with, but you're one, slightly scared of them. You're two, you admire them as players, so it gives it that tiny bit more weight. Whereas Robbie Savage and Chris Hutton, you just go, shh.
Yeah. Do you know
who's your pick?
Oh shit. I'm gonna go for Laurie. Just time to fuck off, man.
Tanvir?
Souness.
Oh, I've got deciding vote. I hate both of them. In terms of worst. Mark Lawrenson.
Okay, cool.
Four. Here we go. He's good, but is he good? Yeah. Player of the season. Nominees are Richarlison. He's good, isn't he?
Yeah.
Is he good? Good. Jimenez, Maddison, Torreira, Paul Pogba, Iosi Perez, Deulofeu, and Divock Origi. Tavi, you seem animated there. What's wrong?
You put Paul Pogba on the list.
I mean, he's good.
He is good. And it shouldn't be on the same list as some of those lists. Yeah. Perez of Newcastle.
But is he good?
He's better than Perez.
He's better than our entire squad, and you've put him on that list.
That's not the category.
I mean,
he's good. But is he good?
You're not comparing the players.
Yeah, he is.
In comparison to the expectations of what's set on them, of the understanding that he's good.
Yeah.
But is he good?
Yes.
So why is he failing at Man United?
Because you said it earlier.
He's playing, works for that then, does it?
He's playing with a bunch of shit.
Right, it works for that, but Alexis Sanchez is done, is it?
Maddison shouldn't be on that list.
You are a hypocrite.
Yeah. Maddison shouldn't be on that list. Take Maddison off.
Maddison, 100 chances, yeah, it's nonsense. He's good, but is he world-class good?
Who?
Maddison.
Well, wait on that, you can't just add a fucking prefix of world-class. He's good, take him off the list.
Okay.
Actually, Maddison, delete it.
He's gone.
Delete it.
He's Pogba as well, get him gone.
Pogba stays.
It's annual show. Right? Yeah. It's our show. We'll decide who's on this.
I'll just edit out.
Richarlison, Jimenez, Torreira, Pogba, Perez, Deulofeu, Divock Origi. It's Pogba for me. It is Pogba for me, because we still don't know if he's good.
I mean, he's good, but is he good?
He's won a World Cup. Deulofeu, I'm going for. Because he's really good.
Is he good?
Is he good though?
It's like
there's flashes of unbridled genius.
Do you know what I love with this? When I was reading them through, and like Torreira, my answer to that is he good? But is he good? My answer would be no, he is good.
No, he is. Yeah, Torreira's good.
Torreira's good.
Yeah, yeah. And Derek Origi, he's good.
But is he good?
No, he's good. No, he's actually good. He just needs an opportunity.
No, he turns up in big games.
No,
but is he good?
No, he is. If you watch his all-round play and his ability, he's a good player. He just hasn't had the opportunity.
You've just seen him in the Champions League.
Because he's got better players in front of him. Yeah.
Perez and Jimenez have had good seasons.
I don't even know if Perez is good, but is he good?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's good.
Right.
I know people have been talking about him. But
all right, you're not even sure if he's good.
Yeah, I don't know. Is he good? Is he good or good? I mean, I'm not sure if he's good.
Yeah. You're not sure if he's good.
I'm not getting to the, is he good?
Yeah, good.
Well, yeah. Is he good?
Forget good for a second. Yeah. You're not even sure he's good.
Yeah. Is he good?
Fair enough. Good point. Okay, so not Perez, not Torreira. Jimenez.
Jimenez is good.
He is good.
But he's only done it one season, so will he do it second?
So maybe Jimenez, Richarlison.
That's a good shout.
That's a good one.
Because he is good.
But is he good? Is he good?
Yeah, there's a lot of money. He's good.
So who are you picking?
I'm going for Deulofeu. Genius, but just only shows up.
Yeah, we know he's good. We know he's good.
Yeah.
Don't we? But we don't know if he's good.
One of the most bizarre things is the beginning of last season, he started the first league game for Barcelona. Deulofeu.
Really? So he is good?
Well, he is good, but he's not good enough.
Is he good?
He's not
Deulofeu wins. Yeah.
Deulofeu. All right, cool.
Good build there, guys. Good conversation. Great podcasting. Ghost team of the year. Brackets, the team we didn't notice all year. The nominees are West Ham, Bournemouth, Huddersfield, and Crystal Palace?
I've got loads. Fulham, Cardiff, basically anyone outside the top six, I generally didn't pay much attention to until they turned up.
When someone put forward this idea, there was one that like came to me straight away.
I would say probably West Ham.
Mine was West Ham.
Although West Ham forced it down my throat by beating us.
Yeah. Why did they keep beating you?
Do you know genuinely what I think it is? And I'm not mugging my West Ham fans or West Ham off.
Cue comment mugging them off.
Because I genuinely respect West Ham and I quite like them despite them being our rivals. I don't like them. I want everything bad in the world to happen to them. But I kind of respect them as a football club. Still very grassroots in a modern game.
Got you.
They want it. They want it more than us in that game. And often that goes a great way in playing football. At that level, motivation is hugely important. We had bigger fish to fry.
You're right as well. When you're, especially at their place, when you've got 60,000 there, who are then up for it?
And they're a good side. They are really
good side. I think, do you know what, that's a compliment for West Ham. The fact that no one's really spoken about them means they've not had a dramatic nightmare.
Yeah, for the first time, I see West Ham as actually starting to prod towards that top seven, legitimately. They've built something decent. Even if they lose Arnautovic, you know, they've got a good manager in Pellegrini, he's done it. Matt Vasi experience, done it everywhere.
The fact that we haven't had to do a video with Nicky walking around the stadium and him going, "Oh, you know my club, man," is a sign that they've had a good season.
Yeah. They've got that lovely claret carpet down now behind the goal, so everything's
that's true.
Proper stadium now.
Yeah, great. And so West Ham win that one. Well done, West Ham. And finally, it's the Didn't Age Well of the Year award.
All right.
So I'll give you the... a few sort of headlines, which I'll show you in a sec. But here are some of the other nominees. So Salah being a one-season wonder. Didn't age well, he's banged in the goals.
Top goal scorer, isn't he? Or joint top?
Joint top goal scorer. Mm-hmm. Fulham winning the transfer window. Didn't they? We were all like, oh no, why are they going to redo
something? But listen, how many times do we have that? How many times do we say this team's had an incredible transfer window because they've signed all these players? And how many times does it not work? Everton, Spurs, Fulham, those are the ones that went big most recently. All of them had terrible seasons after it. You know, and this is what I'm a little bit worried about Tottenham. I'm not worried, but I'm worried about people's expectations of this transfer window. Because we haven't signed anyone, I think some fans are expecting us to make up for it.
Yeah, use that money and pop in this pot.
We just need a couple. We need a couple. We need, I'll take Wilfried Zaha, Sessegnon and Andre Gomez.
You still want Sessegnon?
That's a great window.
That was a nominee someone put. He didn't age well.
He struggled. But then, I saw you got 3 goals and 8 assists in the Premier League. So it's not that bad.
Yeah.
In a relegated team.
Yeah, true.
I think that apparently we're buying him and he'll play as a forward, but will be a long-term success of Danny Rose.
At
left wing back.
Right, okay.
You get him quite cheap. Because
25 bills.
Fulham, fascinated to see how they get on in the Championship. They better go back up, otherwise they're in big trouble. Although their chairman's got a silly amount of money.
He's mad, isn't he? What about just getting, what's his name, back? Jankovic. Is it Jankovic?
Yeah.
That would be a good idea.
Jankovic.
Get him back in, let him play.
Let him play.
What's happening with QPR then? Like, what's going to go on? Mark Warburton.
He's
That's a bit bad, that, isn't it? Ex-Brentford.
He's a QPR fan, though.
Is he? He supports QPR.
As a kid, he did. Well, he used to go. His best mate was a guy called Neil McClintock, who was the son of Frank McClintock in the 75-76 season, which, of course, we all remember. QPR should have won the championship and were let down by Wolves, who were 3-1 up against, or 1-0 up against Liverpool in the last game of the season. Liverpool ended up winning 3-1, thus winning the trophy. But yeah, he's there now. I think he's a good appointment. Very good appointment.
It is. It makes sense.
And he's brought in a guy called Neil Blanchford or something. And he was a first team coach at Arsenal for like 20 years or something stupid. So we might be able to get some of their like off cuts.
Aren't you? Haven't got a transfer embargo.
Nah, it's done now.
Is it?
That was the last season. It's over now. So
good. And you stayed up.
Give us all your players. Yeah, exactly. So it's all good.
See what's happening at Bolton.
Well, they're struggling.
In administration, didn't they?
Yeah.
12 points deduction, League One.
Absolute mess. It was Sir Owen Fulford getting into bed with that, what's his name, Bazzini. Anyway, didn't age well of the year. Fulham,
see ya.
They got relegated. Rio Ferdinand, when he said, Man United's back.
When did he say
that clip? He went, Man United's back, when they were on the great run. Tavi, you must have tweeted that out.
What's the song? Because I don't know. The Ollie at the Wheel, how does it go?
I don't know.
Doesn't go to games. You're not there to chance. You should know the chance, don't you?
I'm missing it.
Okay. Sorry, Ball. Didn't really age well, did it?
Strange bird.
Though,
two cup finals.
Guendouzi celebrating in his car after going above Spurs for 2 days. And the final two. One was this Daily Mail article with Jordan Pickford talking about, I won't blunder like Alisson. Jordan Pickford vows not to take risks like the Liverpool goalkeeper.
Hasn't he more? He's made more errors that led to goals than any other goalkeeper.
Is that true? 14 clean sheets, though.
I don't know. I think good goalkeeper. Good. Can I just read you
but
something?
But that didn't age well. And finally, let me get the last
one. Oh, sorry. I thought that was the last one.
Last one. FC Barcelona tweeting, we score, Liverpool need 5. And we're going to get at least one. Agreed?
Silly. Going early, though, it's good. I like it. I applaud that. I applaud it.
What did you want to show?
No, let's pick the one and then I'll read it out.
For me, there is a standout winner here. And it is Ollie's at the wheel.
Yeah, jeez. You must think, like, you must be looking at it now, Tanvir, and going, because you can't sack him. Just signed the contract. Can't sack him yet. Got to wait. He's got loads of rope to hang himself with, but he's definitely falling as we speak. And he's next going to break.
Joe, I reckon there's an amazing video that you could do where literally every single pundit is going, you've got to give him the job. You've got to give him the job. Got to give him the job. Got to give him the job.
In the same breath,
4 weeks later going, why have they given him the job? We're all wrong here. Every one of us is wrong here. You said, oh, that was another nominee. I didn't put it in there. It was you saying that Poch should, that you'd take Poch over, you take Ollie over Poch.
Yeah.
You said that on this podcast.
I know, I would.
Still?
Yeah.
You want Ollie to be the Spurs manager.
Ollie at
Poch
the wheel.
To go away.
Poch to just want him to go away.
Yeah.
Did you see his tears? Oh, God, I love that guy.
That's going to be the horrible thing, isn't it?
The thing is, he didn't want to cry, but the emotion got to him. It's not like Klopp, but there's this kind of veneer of just bollocks. Oh, my name, hang on, I can do it because I look exactly like him. My name's Jürgen Klopp. Oh, yeah, we're magnanimous in defeat. and then the minute something goes wrong on the feet, that's the real Klopp.
One of you's going to lose, and therefore one of those managers still hasn't won nothing.
Yeah. It's the final that nobody expected. And, you know, they've got plenty of experience.
Yeah.
They've got the upper hand.
Do you agree Ollie's at the wheel as the winner?
Do you want him out? Do you want him out?
I don't want him out.
Why?
Because the team is shit. Our team is shit.
And you think he's going to fix it with his wealth of international transfer knowledge?
Bring him in. Get us a director.
What world-class players are going to improve your squad? Because literally, you're going to have to buy it. Like, top elite levels are going to look at Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, walk in and go, oh my God, what is that? And he's like, oh, my name's Ollie, I'm the United manager. And he's like, I'm not paying for that.
What, do you reckon that's how it's done?
What am I doing here? Where's my agent? Can you come in, please? Look at that. That, apparently, is the Man United manager. What the fuck am I doing here? I'm not playing for that.
Yeah. Do you think he wouldn't have been aware of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer before he'd got there?
No.
Right.
No. What?
Because
he carved such a great career as a super sub. literally, he was his best attribute was coming off the bench and scoring a goal.
God. Imagine if we do a pod after the Champions League final, you're going to be a nightmare.
Who?
So those are the nominees, and those are our winners. Congratulations to everyone who won. I was going to do fixtures, talk about the FA Cup final.
Can I just read something I saw in the newspaper?
Yeah, go on.
Right. So, you know, at the end of the season, they ask each team to write something about... fans from each club to write something about their season, their best moment, worst moment, best signing. They rate their teams out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, this is, according to an Arsenal fan, Arsenal's best moment. Okay? Their best moment of the season. All the stuff that's happened.
Yeah.
This was this Arsenal fan's best moment. Nothing beats Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang's mask. Nothing beats Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang's mask reveal at the Emirates. The Black Panther mask was something I never expected to witness in my life. Although perhaps it's a worry that my greatest moment isn't about football. So his best moment of the entire season was when he put on a mask after scoring.
that's his best moment. Not beating Spurs 4-2. Not getting to the Europa League final.
Yeah. I think he's... yeah, that's a poor choice.
Like, I'm cancelling Arsenal. Like, literally, Arsenal are not Spurs' rivals anymore.
If you win the Champions League, it's literally you're going...
But I've done that already. I've done it already. That's our fucking rival, that is. That's one of the guys that supports the club that we hate. I don't even... This is getting ridiculous. Be better rivals. Just be better. Don't rock type shit like this. Like, seriously, I'm willing to help any Arsenal fan. I'll help them to be less embarrassing.
Right.
Be better rivals for us.
Yeah.
Because getting to a point where we're going to have to change who we hate. Because you're making it impossible to just do anything but laugh at you.
Cooler. Let's not lose that Super Cup then.
Wakanda!
Team of the decade! Very quickly.
Mate.
We've done our team. We need a manager though, don't we? We need a manager of the decade. Who is the manager of the decade?
Mourinho, Solskjaer.
Tina, Conte, Pep, Poch, Guardiola, Pellegrini, Ferguson or Ranieri?
Ferguson.
He's only there for two years.
What, 2012? Is that what he left?
I would say... Oh yeah, not the, it's quite a good one, actually. This.
Yeah, go on. So, list them again.
I chuck Klopp in there as well. Mourinho, who's won the title in this decade once or twice, maybe? Once. Mm-hmm. Conte won it once. Pep won it twice. Poch won it zero times. Pellegrini won it maybe twice. Ferguson... twice, maybe. Ranieri once, Klopp nothing.
I would say...
Das decade.
I would say, just because of the magnitude of it, I would say Ranieri was the manager of the decade. That is something that I never thought I'd see again and probably will never see again. That's a bigger achievement than Klopp winning domestic treble.
Or Guardiola about to do the domestic treble.
Sorry, I meant Guardiola. Right. Yeah, Ranieri, I'd say Ranieri.
Okay, let us know. I'll put a poll card up, or Tanvir will. I'm going to give it to Ranieri.
Yeah, no, definitely let Tanvir.
Definitely. Don't worry about that.
What? I'm just checking the camera. Okay.
We've only got time for one new rule. And by the way, Masal S said, hashtag can't take Jimbo, there was /is three-team football.
Oh, he sent me that video, didn't he?
Yeah, mental. There is three-team football, it looks brilliant. Playing on a hexagonal pitch, and the winning team is the team who concedes the least amount of goals. So you create little alliances to score more goals than the team that's winning.
That's good.
I think that's...
Play this in England?
Yeah, they play it in Deptford. Great. According to that video. So there you go. The boyo, one quick new rule, because we've got a few this week, I'll save it for another week. The boyo, new rule. Red cards should be an automatic penalty, no matter where on the pitch the foul was committed, and even if it was the manager. That'd be wicked, wouldn't it?
Not really.
No, because it doesn't reward attacking play, does it? Just you've already been punished enough by losing the man.
Condemn it.
I was at Bournemouth the other day.
Why?
To watch Spurs.
Oh. Did you guys? What? You got a ticket?
Yeah, a mate of mine couldn't go, so he offered me two. And I don't live far from Bournemouth, so I went down with the missus. It's weird. The missus, like, it's one of the hardest tickets to get at Tottenham, and my missus has been to it. She's only been to two games. Her favourite player is Heung-min Son. I'd say ask the other half of any Spurs fan.
And they like
and even if they don't, even if they don't really like football, they all love Heung-min Son.
I love Heung-min Son. Yeah. And I'm your other half.
He's just a nice guy.
I've seen that video of him playing around with other people.
Yeah, it was a bit sad. I found my heart drop a little bit because... What? He didn't have anyone there for him.
Like, when?
The finale. Like...
Finale?
The last game of the season. You know, when they do
got the kids and stuff.
And he was just walking around on his own, like, big smile on his face, like his family are probably not in the country.
Did I tell you about Naki Wells on our lap of honour?
No, what happened?
So, Naki Wells comes... Oh, he's on loan. He's been on loan from Huddersfield.
Yeah.
Comes on. Gets the ball. First time he gets the ball in the penalty area. Great chance. Naki Wells, he scores goals, isn't he? That's what he does. Balloons it almost out of the stadium. 2 minutes later, gets the ball again. Both of you yawned at the same time. Yeah, because you're talking about QPR. Well, you're going to fucking listen to it, right?
Yeah, go on.
Gets the ball again 2 minutes later, same position, same chance, balloons it over, nearly goes out of the stadium again. Yeah. Horrific. 5 minutes after that, he's only been on like 10 minutes. He's there for the last 10 minutes of the game. His last appearance at QPR. We get a penalty to equalise. He misses it.
Why did he take it?
I don't know.
Who's your usual penalty taker?
I know, I think it was him last time and he missed that as well. So then he misses a penalty. It's like the worst substitute appearance I've probably ever seen.
Yeah.
And then game ends, we lose. It's been a really crap second half of the season. He comes out, but then he comes out for the lap of honour with his two kids, full QPR kit. And it was just the most horrible
thing. Did you look, he didn't say anything, did you? But inside you was going,
just that.
I hope you drop some of those kids.
No, it's not the kid's fault that he can't finish. Oh, he did finish, that's why we got two kids.
Hey. Was he any good this season?
He's good.
Was he good? Good.
He's a lower mid-table striker.
At championship level? Championship, yeah. Really?
Because he doesn't take enough chances, but then he takes the odd chance and you go, oh.
Matt, the Huddersfield fan upstairs, he used to rave about him in the championship. Did he have a good season for Huddersfield?
Raved about him.
Did he not?
I'm not sure he raved about it.
What was, did he have, was there someone else on loan or something that they had from Chelsea?
When mixing them up? Casey Palmer.
How am I mixing those two up? What?
Literally, we don't care.
I don't know why you're laughing.
All right, but they're both mixed race guys. That's why you're doing it.
No. I was saying, how did I mix them up, given the fact their names are not even similar?
I have no idea.
You're the one that arrived at that position.
Yeah, that's your mind.
Well, that's the only similarity that they have. That's it.
That's why I'm saying, how can I mix them up?
We don't see race, Jim.
Yeah.
We don't see.
I don't see colour.
No colour.
I don't see colour or tits anymore.
What?
Don't see tits.
What do you mean?
I see the person.
Really behind the tits.
You see the heart.
Lovely. I'm just going to touch on this briefly because I'm pissed off about it. Ryan Mulligan, you're a fraud, mate.
Who is he?
He said that he was going to do the chest checking inside, didn't he? At the Wolves game.
And he didn't do it?
No, he said if they win the league, they didn't win the league.
No, but you put up the sign.
Yeah, if you've taken it with you. And
I've worked a month on this. You're a fraud, mate.
Ban him from the channel, Jim.
Maybe.
Ban him. I was looking forward to it.
He said he was going to do it.
Why didn't you do it?
Why didn't you do it? Give me an explanation, Ryan.
There best be a good explanation, otherwise I'm going to block you from the channel when I go through the comments.
I mean, I haven't decided yet. Flames advice, we finished with Flames advice. It's good to have Flav back because it was Sam last week. Yeah. Caleb Armstrong.
It was just jab. Jam advice.
Jam advice. Yeah. Speaking of jam, Caleb Armstrong was worried that he had an STD because he had a leaky wang.
Jesus Christ. We I was watching this absolutely fucking appalled.
He's updated.
So what was it? Where was we at last time?
Well, he said he was worried about it. He was like, what should I do? He'd waited 4 weeks for us to talk about it.
So he'd had a leaking cock for 4 weeks.
Because he'd got with some girl.
It was a bit promiscuous.
Yeah, she was in his geography class. She had a bit of a reputation. So we presume she was crap at geography.
That was very clever. That was sad people.
he was saying, what should we do? Because he doesn't want to tell his parents, because he doesn't want to lose his Xbox.
Oh, my God. Like... Yeah, all right. So where I'm at, just before you go on.
Go on.
The fact that you're worried about your Xbox in this instance means that you shouldn't be going anywhere near a girl, let alone in her vagina.
Look, you guys don't know how important Xboxes are when your kids...
He hasn't gone to the doctor. He's got... His cock is weeping. And he hasn't gone to the doctor because he's worried about losing his Xbox. Look. And what kind of parents have you got who are going to fucking take away your Xbox because you banged a girl? Like that. This is a part of life, right? This is how we're all here. If your parents are gone, right, you're grounded. You know, having sex. How old is he? 15, 16?
Yeah, 16.
Completely normal. Grow a pair of fucking bollocks, talk to your parents and get down to clinic.
I agree.
Update.
Just checking in. Oh no, sorry. Update. There's now a rash. Gonna go doctors on Wednesday. Hopefully good. It will be fine. Also, she is actually quite good at geography.
It won't. Whoa. It's not fine.
Further Wednesday update.
Right.
So after Wednesday.
Oh, right.
He's edited his
I like this. It's good. He's keeping us. This is the kind of contact we need.
Good update. Yeah, good update. We'll give you that at least.
Yeah.
I went to the clinic after my English exam.
Hang on. Can we just... What, do you know what he's got? Yeah. What do you know? What do you think he's got?
No, Tavit doesn't know.
Right, so what are the symptoms? A rash, a weeping bell end.
So it turned into
I'm not.
It hurts every time he pees. Like,
and it hurts when he pees. I reckon he's got gonorrhea. Which is a cool.
Why would you say that?
This may come as a shock to you, but I wrote a book about STIs.
What?
Yeah, 36 page booklet.
The fuck?
A booklet.
So you know your stuff. God, you really are great for Flames advice, aren't you?
I didn't say it was about 10 years ago, so I can't really remember. But I would assume it was gonorrhea.
Interesting. Turns out it's gonorrhea.
Yeah. Well, dirty bugger.
We do the fug thing.
Ding, 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 ding.
Had to take two antibiotic tablet things.
Yeah.
And it should clear itself up. Ask the sexy nurse looking at my wang for her number. She said no.
That didn't happen.
That's a lie.
That didn't happen.
That never
didn't
happened.
So he's got his rashy dick out. So he's about to start asking
weeping
nurses.
All over the place.
Yeah. So you're
just oozing like a gentle bit of smoke.
You've got, what's his name?
Caleb Armstrong.
Caleb, you've got a lot of growing up to do, boy.
Strap up.
Strap up for fuck's sake, man. Gonorrhea is gonorrhea is pretty grim, but there's a lot worse you could have caught. And someone is really promiscuous who doesn't, you know,
make sleep, sure you tell this girl, by the way.
Yeah, doesn't sleep with. He won't though, will he? Because that's the mature thing to do. There's a woman who, you know, so a woman who has unprotected sex over and over again is at risk for all kinds of diseases. You know, the worst being AIDS or what, HIV that turns into AIDS. That you could have caught HIV. I mean, the risks are pretty slim. I've got to be honest. Like you can have if you want more information.
Is there a link to it?
Yes, there's a PDF online, I'll show
great,
you.
Great, we'll get that in there. We'll put that top
there. Yeah, all right. I will probably be useful to some of these people.
Yeah.
Like, you can have unprotected anal sex with a man who has HIV, and you will contract HIV 3 in every 100 times. So, and that sounds like a slim chance. It's quite high. But I'm just saying, if you want to have bum sex, that's the risk you've got if you're having HIV. If you're...
Where am I?
If you're having unprotected sex with a gay man in just out and about, then you have about a 1 in 2,000 chance of catching HIV.
Why have you just got stats about a bunch of gay people having sex?
I just fucking told you. I wrote a book about STIs. That was just the two that stood out to me.
Don't say you don't learn stuff on this podcast.
Very unlikely, male or female, to catch HIV by someone blowing their beans in your mouth. But the risk is increased if you have an ulcer or you've recently had dental work,
all right,
or bleeding gums.
So careful with your salt intake.
Yeah. Any more for any more?
Yes. Just checking in. Need some advice on a situation with a girl I have liked for a few months now. I started messaging her around Christmas and we got very close, but in the end, it didn't work out because both of us ended up having some personal issues and had to take a step back from relationships and social media. Recently, I have started liking her again, though, and soon I'm having a barbecue at my house for my birthday.
Okay.
The problem is that I think one of my mates has started messaging her to try and get in, and it seems to be going well for them. Do I wait and see if there is anything between them and wait till the summer holidays, or tell her how I feel and risk making it awkward in our friendship group? If you use this in the video, would be appreciated if you could block my name. Which makes me wonder if his mate watches the podcast as well.
Yeah. Don't block his name.
Well, I have blocked his name.
All right. What's his name?
I don't know.
Give him a name.
Give him a name. Let's call him Ivan.
Let's call him Adam Rosenbaum.
Adam Rosenbaum.
So he's got a barbecue coming, he likes this girl, and he thought things were going on, but now there's this new guy. Has he missed the boat? Should he get involved? What should Adam Rosenbaum do?
It is tricky because I had a similar situation with a young lady when I was about 17.
Woolworths.
No, it wasn't Woolworths. It was a girl in my... That was Jane, I still remember her. What a beautiful girl. She was unrequired. Didn't want to know. I never was brave enough to ask her. But the...
there we go.
Yeah. There was this girl who I really, really liked, and she ended up going out with one of my really good mates. And I decided not to say anything because
He got in there first. He knew I'd like that though. Is that all right?
What
he was
really
amazing. Not. I mean, I would be, but not by choice. He's the one that got sent to Bangladesh. Did I tell last week?
Got sent. Do you want to say?
Yeah. So he would. He had.
You're gonna get yourself in trouble.
I don't know. I don't care. But he nicked his dad's car at 17, and got in it and drove away. And the police found him. You know, like in 8 Mile, where they're shooting thing and then they go around the corner in 8 Mile and right. They hide.
Yeah.
And then they turn the lights off and they go back. It was like that. And everyone was like this in the car.
Were you in the car?
No, I wasn't. My brother, my stepbrother Glenn was. He was in the car like that. And the police just saw them straight away and just pulled up to them. He got nicked and had to go to court for taking and driving away. So if you take someone else's motor and drive away without permission. And they sent him to Bangladesh and took his passport for 9 months.
Sent him to Bangladesh? Why are they sending him to Bangladesh?
He's Bangladeshi family. Sorry, I should have started with that.
I was going to say that's so random.
Anyway, yeah,
some white guy who's always grown up in England. And he's like, what? Why are you sending me to Bangladesh?
He went out. But so in this instance, look, the problem is with this age, you get so infatuated with people, like you get your hooks into one person, and if she's with like got eyes for this other bloke and they're kind of hooking up, then it's going to take a lot for you to come in there and disrupt that. And do you want to really fuck up your relationship?
You got other brown friends?
I've got my best mate's brown.
You okay with that?
Oh, not really.
What? You seem to have a big. You got like a fetish for white men, haven't you?
Yeah, that's my thing.
Yeah.
Quote of the week.
Did you see? No, don't start talking. Adam Rosenbaum. He loves Adam Rosenbaum. Adam Rosenbaum's best mate is brown. Me, I think he loves me. I love him. Oh. But my best mate's brown. Your best mates are all white. Because he's a fucking racist.
No, I just see how you treat.
I'm in the market for black friends, or your brown friends, whatever.
I just see how you treat your brown friends, and if you treat them with love, then I love you.
That's lovely to have it. Let's get to this just quickly.
But that isn't my best mate now. Ricky's my best mate now.
I do like Ricky, yeah, he's good.
Yeah. Hey! Oh, fuck! I got off the plane. Guess was in front of me. Guess who's in front of me?
Ricky
from EastEnders, Sid Owen.
No way.
Yeah, I was looking.
Great voice, Sid Owen.
Yeah.
Loves a drink.
He looked like he had about 18 pints, but not that day, the day before.
Right. So I would say, for this guy, you need to feel out the situation a little bit.
Figure it out.
I would go, if it's very early days with the messaging of the mate, why don't you fire off a few messages, just a bit of gentle flirting initially, and if she's not really on it, then she'll probably be kind of careful with her messages back.
She might leave you on red.
Two blue
and
ticks.
Then take that as your indication of like, okay, right, it's happening here, time's gone, and just wait for the next one to turn up.
Just text, fancy a bum.
Fancy a bum, apparently. And then drop the stat nugget of apparently 3 out of 100. Only 3 out of 100 occurs, leads to AIDS.
That's a good stat.
I swear to God, right, Tambir, he's set up his WhatsApp so that the blue ticks don't appear when they're red.
Is that true?
Yeah. I don't want people to know when I've been going.
Oh, are we going to pick up on that?
What are you saying?
Nothing.
I just
let a girl down gently this time, rather than just blocking her and blanking her.
Yeah. Okay. What did you
so
say?
What's gentle? I just said. Someone down? That's good
well, advice. Well, actually, I was kind of blanking her. So you kept calling me, and I was like, "Yeah, it's probably great if you don't call."
It's probably great if you don't call.
It will probably be good if you don't call. I'm not really that interested.
So we said.
So instead of ignoring her calls, I let her know I wasn't really interested.
Sorry, hang on.
Did you say? Did you say
those words?
It's probably great.
Yeah, because she saw me on Instagram.
Did you say that? You said it's probably great.
It's probably good. Yeah, because she messaged me on Instagram and I blanked it.
Filling
and Instagram shows your activity. She was like, "You little shit, I just saw you on Instagram." Right. So I was like, "Okay."
And you were like, "She's like, I filled out that survey for you."
Oh.
Right.
That's it,
mate.
Is it?
That's enough.
Fucking.
Thank you, everyone, for all your engagement in the podcast throughout the season. Hopefully, we'll be back next week.
We want some more engagement.
Let us know your thoughts. I need more material for next week's podcast, so just get involved.
Do they want it throughout the
season? Do you want the podcast throughout the summer? Let us know.
What are we going to talk about? There's nothing.
Women's World Cup.
You know what? I'm looking forward. I am going to definitely watch it.
Yeah.
See the Lionesses march on to glory. Canada are really good.
Yeah.
That's what I figured out the other day.
Come on, Scotland as well.
What I will say, as a little nugget of information, is the seventh best team in the world as of a year ago was Australia, Women's Australia. They got beaten 14-0 by an under-15s boys' side.
The under-15s?
Sorry, 7-0.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.